Got this in the mail yesterday, you know, and this came in the mail, and basically this is inviting me to this big, it's called the Arizona City Fest with Luis Palau, or Palau. Does anybody know who this guy is?
Yeah.
How, can you pronounce his name for me?
It's Palau.
Palau? Okay. Yeah, Luis Palau. I got this thing in the mail inviting me to this Luis Palau crusade at Tempe Town Lake, and it shows this guy, he's the preacher. And then it shows this rock band, you know, with all this smoke and everything coming off the stage. And here's what it says. Now, when I first got this, now, this sounds good. Listen to this. Arizona City Fest with Luis Palau. This is coming up. And they were trying to get our church involved in this. And they wanted us to join in with this. And it says, you know, 4,500 people trained and ready to share their faith. That's what's going to happen at this thing. Okay, are you getting this? 4,500 people trained and ready to share their faith. 150,000 people will hear the gospel. That sounds good, right? I'm saying it sounds good, okay. But listen, thousands will receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. All of Arizona will hear the voice of God and know He loves and cares for them. Unite, but listen to this. Unite more than 800 churches, civic agencies, and nonprofits. You know, and basically you come to this thing and you get to see Skillet. You know, which is pretty scary sight, okay? Pretty creepy. And then this guy, I think that this Toby Mac, now is he like a solo act from the Village People? I think one of the Village People has gone solo, is what this Toby Mac is. Because he's wearing this hat and looks like a homo. But yeah, you know, and then the band Perry, it looks like a man that became a woman and two men that are in the process of becoming women. And look, come look at the picture yourself and tell me I'm wrong about that. And you know, this is where they want us to all join in and be here. But here's the part I want to point out about this. They sent me this list, and this is supposed to get me to want to join.
Yeah.
A list of all the churches that have already said, we're signing off, we're going to be there, we're going to be part of that group. So I'm supposed to look at this list of 800 churches and say like, oh man, well if they're, let me see if there's anybody I know on here, you know? Oh, well if he's doing it, you know, I think I'm going to go to that rock concert too, and that Luis Palau too. But listen to this, remember those 4,500 people that are trained to share their faith? Okay, well some of them are coming from Christ Church Anglican. Anglican? Some of them are coming from Christ Evangelical Lutheran. Now who here was raised Lutheran? Right, Brother Garrett, anybody else? Brother Garrett, did the Lutherans ever give you the gospel?
No.
No. He was raised Lutheran. He never got saved. Because they don't preach the gospel, because they don't believe the gospel, because they believe in salvation by works. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we've got, let's see, Christ Presbyterian Church. Who here was raised Presbyterian? Brother Dave, did the Presbyterians ever give you the gospel, Brother Dave? They ever tell you how to be saved? Oh, okay, who got you saved, Brother Dave? Who was it? But it was Baptists, or somebody preaching the Bible, you know, whether they were Baptists or not, they were somebody who believed the gospel, not Presbyterian or Lutheran or Anglican, you know, which are basically just Catholic light, okay? And you know, Chandler Church of the Nazarene, that's the ones who believe you can lose your salvation. Now I'm saved, now I'm not. Now I'm saved, now I'm not. You know, you've got Cross in the Desert, United Methodist Church. And look, the United Methodist Church right here down the street is pastored by a sodomite. An open sodomite, a female sodomite, a lesbian, is pastoring the United Methodist Church. Is it right for us to be a part of this multitude right here?
No,
you know, and I mean, and look, you say, oh, you're just bashing. Look, it's not right for us to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6 here. Let me show you the scriptures here. And you tell me if I'm wrong about this. If I'm wrong about this, then correct me on this. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It says in verse 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? He said in verse 17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive it. He says, don't yoke up with unbelievers. Don't yoke up with idolatry. And you know, if all these churches on here, you know, some of them are Baptist, but we've got City in the Desert Metro Church. That's a new denomination, apparently, being Metro. You know, I mean, I think that encompasses a lot of them, really. But you know, United Methodists, who deny the virgin birth of Christ, who deny the bodily resurrection of Christ half the time, who have sodomites preaching behind the pulpit and homos actually as the pastor of the church, Nazarenes who believe you can lose your salvation, you know, and excuse me for preaching the truth so loud, but it's true. These churches teach another gospel.
That's right.
The Lutherans are almost just like the Catholics. I mean, they have idols, they do all this. And, you know, I was in a Lutheran church in Germany and it had Jesus hanging on the cross in a Lutheran church. You know, and the Lutherans around here, they believe in work salvation. You know, and I'm not, you say, you're just bashing them. Look, I'm preaching against false doctrine and lies.
Amen.
You know, and you got all these churches on here, you know, and it sounds great. 4,500 people trained, but it's 4,500 people from all these different churches.
Yeah.
And this stuff's been going on for decades. They have these big crusades where they want to bring all the churches together. But God didn't call us to be, He called us to be separate. He called us to come out from among unbelievers. And, you know, we'll be glad to unite with other believers right here who believe what we believe and preach what we preach. But we're not going to unite with intimacy with Jesus Church. You know? And you come down the aisle at this crusade, you know, with Luis Palau or Palu or Palin or whatever. You know, you hear this Toby Mac, you know, a guy from the Village People looking guy. Or you could hear Skillet, and you just come down the aisle to get saved, and somebody's right there from Intimacy with Jesus Church, you know, to tell you how to be saved. Or from so-and-so Anglican, or Presbyterian, or Lutheran. Now look, if you want to go to a Lutheran church, then go to a Lutheran church. But I'm not going to a Lutheran church, because I'm going to a church that stands up for the authority of the Scripture. That stands up for being independent local church. That stands up for salvation by faith in Jesus Christ alone, not of works, lest any man should